All right. Yesterday we left off with the issue about who, according to Rabba, who's the author of the Mishnah in the beginning of Gittin, because Rabba believes that the issue in the Mishnah in Gittin about b'fanai nechtav u'fanai nechtam is an issue of lishma. So the question we had was, who can we find that can author the Mishnah that believes that you need both ketiva lishma and chatima lishma, that you require both of those, both chatima and ketiva lishma. We tried with Rabbi Meir, and we failed, and the last attempt we made at the beginning of Daf Daled was with Rabbi Elazar, that we said that Rabbi Elazar, even though that Rabbi Elazar in general only requires Eide Mesira for you, not Eide Chatima, nevertheless, in a case where there is Chotmin, where people do actually sign on the get, we're going to require them to sign on it properly, and that means signing on Lishma. So that was the last solution that the Gemara gave. Now, beginning with Rav Ashi, it's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down in the Gemara, Rav Ashi offers an alternative pshat, which is going to seem very simple, and that therefore the Gemara is going to ask, why did we take so long to get to this answer? So Rav Ashi Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, that the author of our Mishnah, according to Rabbu, is Rabbi Yehuda. That's not. The Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda posel ad shekiyetehe ktivato v'chatimato b'talush. So we discussed earlier that get requires as many requirements. One of them is that a get must be written on a detached piece of paper and not attached to, for instance, a tree, and then it's detached later on. And the fact that Rabbi Yehuda requires both the ktiva and the chatima be done when it's detached means that he has any requirement of a get must be done by ktiva and chatima, and therefore also lishma would also for him be required by ktiva and chatima. So now the Gemara asks, Umi kara, my time alok mina laka Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, this seems pretty simple that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Mishnah. I mean, what it took so long for us to get to the point where Rabbi Yehuda was actually the author of our Mishnah. It's very obvious that he says both are lishma. Why were we going through all these machinations to get Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar to be the author of the Mishnah? So Gemara says, well, first of all, Madrina and Rabbi Meir, the Stam Masnisa and Rabbi Meir. We tried to get Rabbi Meir to be the author of the Mishnah because our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and we prefer generally Stam Mishnah as Rabbi Meir, so we'd like Rabbi Meir to be the author of the Mishnah. That would be consistent. The second possibility is that it was Rabbi Elazar. So we wanted to do Mahadrina and Rabbi Elazar, the Kaim along, because we have the Alocha is Hilchus HaKavate BeGittin, that the Alocha is like Rabbi Elazar with regards to Gittin in this issue, that we do not require Eidei Chatima, but just Eidei Mesira. So therefore, both of these, we tried to fix it with Rabbi Meir, because he's the Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, and we tried to fix it with Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar, the halacha is like him here, that we do not require Eidei Chatima, that we require only Eidei Mesira. Once we failed at both of those, and we tried with Rabbi Elazar, at least we fit him in, then Rav Ashi says, well, we can use Rabbi Yehuda, even though that's the less optimal solution over here. Now, the fact that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar is very important over here. So there's a very important tosos at the bottom of the Amud over here. The Kaimalan halacha ka Rabbi Elazar begitin. So if you look in that, the Tosfos begins, Mishum da'airi hocha begitin, nakan gitin. That is it true that the halacha is just like Rabbi Elazar and gitin? Or does this mean that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar everywhere? That we do not require Eidei Chatima, only Eidei Mesira. That we don't require Eidim to sign documents. We just need Eidim there to evidence the transaction that transpired. So the Tosfos says, of halacha kamota ap bishar shtarot. This is not limited to gitin, but any other shtar. So that even though afagav d'cholar marai l'kaman, even though later on in our Gemara in the Masechta that everybody holds like a Elazar dafka begitin, nevertheless kaimalan kishmul bedine, and we know that he argues on Rav further on and says even by shtarot. So therefore we say that even halacha is like Rabbi Elazar even by shtarot, not simply by gitin, but even by shtarot. Lufikach, if you skip down from where we are in this Tosos, 1, 2, 3 lines down from where we are on that Tosos, and says, Ulufikach tzarech lizaher, shehei eidei misira b'shat netinat get. You must have eidei misira there at the time of giving over of the get. De'inhu karte, because they are the ones who create the kritu taget. De'leka sham eidei misira eina migureshet. Without Eidei Mesira, even if you have a signed get document, the get is not valid. Avagav de'ike Eidei Chatima, despite the fact that there are signatures to the get. V'lo mahane Eidei Chatima, the signed Eidim on the get do not help, Oshim Yimotu Edim Misira. If the Edim Misira die, O Yochulem Lemidinat Yamar, they leave. Then we allow her to marry based on Edei Chatima. Dimistoma, because in general we believe the Hekshir Nasa, that when the Edim signed on it, they knew that it was done properly. What does it mean that it gets done properly? That it was given over with Edei Misira. So that's it, functionally. Now, if that's the case, that would mean also by Shtarot, that it would not be sufficient that someone signs a Shtar. You must have Edei Misira for the Shtar. So if you skip down further in Tosus, Tosus says that explicitly. If you go from five lines from the bottom of the Tosfosim. Five lines from the bottom of the Tosfos, in the center of the line, it's Va'od Rugil. Va'od de Rugil. Five lines from the bottom, it's Va'od de Rugil, Rabbeinu Tam. Lomar, Dafilu le Rabbi Meir, Boy Edim Beshat Netina to get. Even according to Rabbi Meir, you need Edim at the time of the giving the get. The end Dovar Sh'erva Pochot Mishnayim. Can't have a Dovar Sh'erva Pochot Mishnayim. So even though, according to Rabbi Meir, the validation of the get takes place with the signing of the get, but Edei Chatima, nevertheless, in order to have the gerushin take effect and be a Dvar Shiva Ervo, you need two. V'chein, Shtar Matanat Karka, Ushtar Mecher, Shehu Lekinyon Karka, Ve'eno L'raya. It's not a Shtar that's evidence of a transaction that took place, but actually the Shtar itself is the Kinyon. Ein Mo'il Klum, Rebbe Lezer, Yadua Shlo Natnu Mifnei Edim. According to Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Lezer, it won't work, because the only thing that works for Rebbe Lezer is Edei Misira. So just having Edei Chatima is not going to be sufficient over here. You require Edei Misira. Although Tosfos over here says, Mio Yesh L'chalik. There might be a difference between Gittin and Shtaros. Why is that? The Inyan Mamon Demahan Yehodat Baldin Kame Edim Sagi Be'edei Chatima B'makom Hodat Baldin. If the litigant agrees, the Baldin agrees that he owes the money, plus we have the Edei Chatima on the Shtar, that will be sufficient to make it a good Shtar. What does it mean sufficient to be a good Shtar? So they could be Torei from the Chosim Mishubadim. They could go after encumbered property. Meaning that because the Baal Din agrees that he owes the money, or that the gift was given, then plus we have Edim that are signed on the document, that'll be sufficient. But that's not true by a get. Abo b'kiddushin v'gerushin l'mahani hodat Baal Din mishum d'mechayev l'acherim. Right? Because by hodat, when you have a kiddushin and a gerushin, in that instance, it's not zochin shlo b'fonov, because there's not always a schos here. Why? To be kiddushin asher l'akrovim. If there's kiddushin, then he asters her on all his relatives. It'd be gerushin asla the coin. If he divorces her, she's now asked to a coin. So therefore, when you just have Edei Chatima and you lack Edei Misira, right, that is not a valid get, and it's not a valid document kinyan. If it's just for ra'ayah, if it's just for proof, then Edei Chatima is sufficient. But if you actually want to transact to create a kinyan, or you want to have gerushin, you need Edei Misira. The lack of Edei Misira means it didn't happen. On the other hand, we did the Tosfos Mechalek, when you don't have Edei Misira, and you do have Edei Chatima, if the litigants agree that something had transpired, then the Edei Chatima will be sufficient. Because since both, you know, that the Odas Baldin is Kamei Edim Dami, it's as if there were Edei Misira. And now the Edei Chatima will be sufficient to validate the document. But you can only say that by a Shtar Kinyan. You can't say that by a Shtar Get. All right, so that's just a very important Tosfos. We're going to get into, there's more about Edei Misira later on in the Gemara, but I just wanted to see this because Tosfos sets up some important principles by Edei Misira over here. All right, so now to continue in the Gemara. Tznan. So if you remember in our Mishnah talked about there was a Tana Kama in the Mishnah that said that you have to Hamolech get, maybe get Medina Siyam requires to find a Nechtav, to find a Nechtam. Then Rabbi Gamliel says, even if you bring it from Rekem and Cheger, and then Rabbi Leza says that even if you bring it from Kvar Lodim to Lod. So the question is, what is the difference between the Tana Kama, or what's the machlokus between the Tana Kama, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Gamliel? So that's what Gemara is going to address right now. It's not. Gamliel Omer, Afa Mevi Mina Rekem U Mina Cheger, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afilu Mi Kvar Lodim Lod. Ve Amar Abaye, Be Ayarot Hasmuchot Eretz Yisrael, what is the difference between Rekem and Cheger and Kfar Ludim? So this, Abai explains, is that Rekem and Cheger are cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael. They're not within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, but they're very close to Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, Kfar Ludim is even more than just close. It's what's called Muvlaot. So if you think about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael actually follow. There will be cities. And the way the Torah enumerates the border will follow through cities that are there. So what happens if you have, for instance, three cities, two cities that are parallel, and one city that is actually in further than those two other cities. So the line would actually, the border would be a curve like this. If it's like the border is a curve like this, then anything to east of the border is not an Eretz Yisrael. If you have a city that's in between the two parallel cities, right, it's outside the border of Eretz Yisrael, but it's still between the two other cities because they stick out of the border. So in that case, that's what's called muvla. Muvla means it's within other cities on the border, but it's still outside of the actual border of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what muvla. So Kfar Lodim is one of those cities which is called muvla. So that's what the machlokas, according to Abaye, the machlokas here is about Rekem and Cheger, which are cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael, and Kfar Lodim, which is a city that is muvla betoch the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. V'amar Rabba Bar Chanana, the didi chazali ha'atra, I saw Kfar Lodim talot, v'harikim mi'beit kove l'pumpedita. It's the equivalent distance from Beit Kove to the Pumpedita. Now, the Gemara says, Michlau, from this we can infer, based on what Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar are arguing on him, that the Tana Kama believes, Hani lo tzarich, that from the cities of Rekem and Cheger and Kfar Lodim, you're not required to say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. My love, b'hak miflegei. This is what they're arguing about. Demar Savar, and what the Gemara is now going to suggest, that the machlokas between Rabba and Rava is a machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah. What? Demar Savar, l'fisha em bikin lishma, that what the issue here is that whether they are bikin lishma, v'hane gemire, right? So that they are, these people are learned, meaning that they are, v'amar Savar, l'fisha ein mitim mitzim l'kaimo. Right, and over here there are no edim to mekaimo, and from those areas you don't have a lot of edim that are coming into Eretz Yisrael. So that would be the Ikar machlokas. The machlokas over here will be the similar or the same as a machlokas. The Rabba and Rabba's machlokas, the Gemara is now suggesting, is the machlokas between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel, that whether the issue is lishma or the issue is the edim. If the issue is lishma, since these cities are proximate to Eretz Yisrael, they learn, they get the all the learning or the direction of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they'll still be lishma, so it won't be a problem. On the other hand, those cities don't have frequent travel between them, and therefore the edim lo shlichi. So Gemara says lo. The Gemara rejects this and says Rava metaretz l'tamei and Rava metaretz l'tamei. Rava and Rava will explain the Mishnah according to their reasoning. Rava metaretz l'tamei. Rava will explain according to his reasoning. Kuliyama l'fishem bikim lishma. Because everybody is not a baki lishma. V'halcha b'kam miflegei. This is the issue over here. The Tanakam Rasar Hane came into smuchot gmirig migmar gmirig. Tanakam believes since these cities are close by to Eretz Yisrael, they are bikim lishma. Meaning that they leverage off of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they are also bikim lishma. V'ata gamyula mimar mivlot gmirig. You're right. When it comes to cities that are proximate, that are encompassed within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, right, by these curves in the borders, you're true. Those, they know how to do lishma. They learn. They're leveraging off Eretz. So, smucho logmir, like Rekem and Cheger, which are close by, but not within the tchum, those do not know lishma. But the Elazar Meimar, even muvlaot, nami lo, muvlaot, even those that are encompassed in the border, not, shalotach lo, dinat hayam. So you should not differentiate between those that are outside the border or inside the border. So technically, Rabbi Elazar does not disagree fundamentally with the principle that the muvla'ot are gemire. But Rabbi Elazar wanted to say that there should be an objective line. The line is the border inside the borders of Eretz Yisrael and outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. There's no subjectivity to this at all. That's a defined line, and we're not going to change it. So that, Rava metaretz l'tameh, Rava explains the Mishnah according to his reasoning, the kuli amal fishin edim mitzvim l'kaimo. The issue at hand here, why you have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, is because we need to, what? We need edim that are available. But Tana covers over honey came into smuchot mishkach shkiche. Since these cities are close by, edim are available. They come by all the time. V'adur gmlila meymar, muvla'ot shkiche. That's true when the city is encompassed in the borders, meaning that it's within a curve in the border. Then that's true, the meymar muvla'ot. But muvla'ot, nami, I'm sorry, that shkiche smuchos lo shkiche. But those that are close by are not shkiche. V'adur gmlila meymar muvla'ot nami lo. Even though it's encompassed in the border, the curves in the border, not because, again, he disagrees with the fundamental principle, elo shalotach klopi medina tayam. Anything outside of Eretz Yisrael has one principle. So again, that's Rabo and Rover, and now we're going to explain each one according to its reasoning. They're going to say it's not a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, but each according to its reasoning, their argument is about how far does this concept of lishma, that Eretz Yisrael knows lishma, how far does that spread? Does that limit it to Eretz Yisrael itself? or does that expand beyond the borders to areas that are smuchot, meaning that are close by, or areas that are encompassed and curved in the borders? And then how do you explain Medinat Hayam? In the Mishnah, Medinat Hayam means things that are far away, right? Merachot, that are not close by. But or do we say no, that it's limited to Eretz Yisrael itself? Or the again, or do we say again, by Rovo, it's going to explain the same thing by Eidim Mitzuyim. When we say that there's frequent travel, do we say that's only within the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Or that's even with cities that surround Eretz Yisrael, that there's frequent travel. When we say there's not frequent travel, it's talking about Medina Sayam, further cities or countries that are further away. And that's Machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel. And all Rabbi Elazar does is extend that Machlokas to say that it's an objective standard of the borders. Now the Gemara is going to bring another part of our Mishnah. The next piece of our Mishnah is done. V'chamim omrim, eino tzarech shumar b'fanei achtav v'fanei achtav. So the Chumim basically repeat the same thing the Tanakhama says, except they add in the word amolich, which means going out of Eretz Yisrael to Medinat Hayam. Michlal, from this we can infer the Tanakhama sover molich lo tzarech, that someone who takes a get out of Eretz Yisrael does not require it. Again, we're going to say that their machlokas tanoim here is similar to the machlokas Rav and Rova. What's that? Demar sover lefi she'ein bekim lishma. What? What's the issue? The issue is lishma. That's the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama only requires b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, when you're bringing things from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But if you're taking a get out of Eretz Yisrael, they know what to do in Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have to have the b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So hamolich is not relevant for the Tanakhama. On the other hand, the Chachamim say what? B'hanei gemire. And the b'nei Eretz Yisrael know that. Omar Savar and the Chachamim believe v'she'enim edim etzim lekaimei. The issue is access to edim, the ability of edim to be present. And that's a two-way street. I mean, that's a reciprocal issue. Whether you're going from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael in, that's a problem either way. It doesn't matter which way you're going. So now the Gemara says again, Rabo Mataratz Tamei and Rovo Mataratz Tamei. Obviously, they don't want this to be a Machlokas Tanaim. They're going to set up all the Tanaim according to them. Rabo Mataratz Tamei explains according to his reason, Kuliyam Lefisha Ein Bikin Lishma. Everybody agrees that the issue here is Lishma. The question is, do we make a gezerah for things that go out of Eretz Yisrael, right, in order to uphold the issue of those which come from outside of Eretz Yisrael? The Tanakhama sever lo gazrina and molich atu mevi. Tanakhama believes the only time you need b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav is if you come from chutz laretz into Eretz Yisrael. But if you go out of Eretz Yisrael, there's no requirement because that's a lishma and we don't have that requirement. Rabbanim Batrai Sabre, but the Rabbanim believe Gazrina Molich Atu Maybe. True, Meikar Din, you won't require it. When you go out of Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to require Lishma, but nevertheless, Rumi goes there, that you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam, because so that people, when they bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael, will also say it when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Rava Mitarz Latame, and Rava answers according to his reasoning, the Kuliyam Lefish Enidim Mitzu in the Kaimo. The issue is the availability of Edim. Rabbanim Batrai, Lefrushe Taina de Tamakamahu. You're right. The Rabbanon hold like the Tanakhama. They're just coming to expand or explain the position of the Tanakhama. Because what are they saying? Because the issue is reciprocal. Whether you bring it into Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael, then what's the issue? The issue must be an issue of Eidim Mitzuyin and not Lishma. So the Rabbanon explaining the position of the Tanakhama to explain to you that what's the Tanakhama's reasoning has to do with the availability or the issue of travel for the Eidim. Okay, now the Gemara continues with our Mishnah. It's not. A maybe get me medina le medina medina tayam sarach lo mamar b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So someone who goes from within the medina in foreign areas outside of Eretz Yisrael, they travel between countries over there. They still have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Habo to medina b'medina tayam, but that implies that if you're internal to a single country in outside of Eretz Yisrael, lo tzarech. You don't need that. You don't need you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So the Rava necha, the Rabo kasha. So that goes well according to Rava, but not according to Rabo. Why is that good for Rava? What does Rava say the problem? And the whole problem is accessibility of Edim. So if you're in the same country, you're just a different state within the same country, of course, the Edim are accessible, they're available. So it's not a problem there either. Whereas if you hold like Rabo, the whole problem is Lishma. Lishma is only known where? In Eretz Yisrael. So if you're in a foreign country, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you're moving between states outside of Eretz Yisrael, then you still just have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, because there's the lishma issue is still a issue. So where it says, lo tema. Don't make such a deal. Lo tema haba otu medina medina siyam lo tzarech. Ela ema b'medina medina b'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. That from one medina to another medina within Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav u b'fanei nechtav. So that's even though, so that you could have made two diukim, right? The one diuk that we said, the original diuk was outside of Eretz Yisrael from medina to medina, you don't need it. So we implied, therefore, internally, within one medina in Eretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't need it. So Gemara says, don't make that diuk. Make the diuk rather that only applies to outside of Eretz Yisrael. But within Eretz Yisrael, if you move from medina to medina, right, then you will not need it. So what does that mean? So Gemara says, habahedjuk tani la. That's already at the end of our Mishnah. Our end of our Mishnah explicitly says that. Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, any tzorach lamar b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. When you move with it internally within Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to make that statement or declaration of b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtav. So Gemara says, well, ime hahi hava minahani mili di'eved. Had it been for that alone, I would have thought that means only b'di'eved. I mean, the way the relearns this means that I would have thought that the fact that you don't have to see in Eretz Yisrael, to not say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtav, means that maybe he didn't even see the writing of the get. All you did was you were appointed to be a shliach to bring the get. So now this shliach doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. So you would think b'di'eved that he didn't see the writing of the get. That's okay in Eretz Yisrael. But l'chatchila, we'd prefer if you did see the writing of the get and you did see lishma. So comes along the diuk of l'chatchila lo kamash malah, that the diuk tells you even l'chatchila within Eretz Yisrael you do not need b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Right. So now v'ikedam, right? V'ikedamotiv lahachi. Some people learn the question or say the diuk the other way, and therefore the question reverses. It becomes a question on Rava instead of Rabba. So that's it. The Gemara makes the diuk. What does it say? V'medina sayam. If you move within medina sayam, medina from state to state, there you need b'fanei nechtav. You don't need b'fanei nechtav. I'm sorry. You do need b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Haba medina b'Eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. Within Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to require this. The Gemara says, Rabba Necha, according to Rabba, that's good. Why don't you need it in Medina Eretz Yisrael? Because throughout Eretz Yisrael, they're Bekiyim Lishma. So you don't need B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam. But Rabba Kasha, for Rabba, it's going to be a problem. Why? What's Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael? That's like from Yehuda to Galil. And from Yehuda to Galil, there's not a lot of active movement. So there's a lot of active movement, and you should have to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam even within Eretz Yisrael. So it's going to be a problem for Rabba. So the Gemara says, no. So, lo tema medina Eretz Yisrael. Don't make that diuk within Eretz Yisrael. Ela lo tzarech. Ela ema haba otu medina b'medina sayam. Lo tzarech. That it's internally within a medina sayam, then you don't need it. Aba medina Eretz Yisrael, my. So what will be the din from like Yehuda to Galil within Eretz Yisrael? Tzarech. You need to. You have to bring it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that you need to have it when you're bringing it from medina Eretz Yisrael, instead of writing Hamevi medina medina sayam, just write Hamevi medina stam. Right? Why did the Mishnah qualify when it said Hamevi medina? That was only applicable to medina sayam. According to Rava, it even applies within Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says the olam medina b'Eretz Yisrael nami lo tzorich. Even according to Rava, if you have medina within Eretz Yisrael, right, you don't need to bring it. What's about the problem that we don't have free flow of traffic? We don't have a free flow of Edim? So Gemara says, Kevin Deika Ole Regolim, Mishkach Shchiche. Yeah, but the Ole Regolim that come up, and since the Ole Regolim come up, right, then there's Shchiach. There will always be around people moving between these two areas, so it shouldn't be an issue. Gemara says, Tinach Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. That works well when the base of Mikdash is still extant. When there's no base of Mikdash around, now what are you going to say? Gemara says, Kevon de'ika bate dinim de'kevi'ei mishkach shchichei. Since in Eretz Yisrael, the way Rashi terms it is, since because of the Takana of Ezra, that in the cities, in Eretz Yisrael, that on Mondays and Thursdays, there would be based in sit there, there will be shayarot, there will be caravans that come from these outlying places, the outer places, to come to the Vadun bebeit avad, to come to the place where the chamer are found or where the bati dinim are found. And therefore, there is a free flow of traffic within Eretz Yisrael. Since there's a free flowing traffic within Eretz Yisrael, then what? Then it's okay for Rava, because you don't have a problem of the movement of the Edim. So now, the Gemara says, or continues, I just point out here, we mentioned this earlier, I mentioned this on Dot Bet, that the Rambam mentions over here that based on this, why does Rava say, or why does Rava say that Eretz Yisrael is okay? Eretz Yisrael is okay because they're batei dinim kvuyim sham. If they're batei dinim kvuyim sham, then people, there's a flow of traffic that's always coming to Eretz Yisrael. But today, I mean, the Rambam speaking his time, right? When today, where that's not true. There are no more batei dinim found in Eretz Yisrael, then the status of Eretz Yisrael could change. I mean, that the status of Eretz Yisrael will no longer be that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam according to Rava. And that's what we saw the Ron brings down over there, that that would be true. All cities or states will depend both on the, whether it's a Torah center. So, for instance, Bavel will take on a Torah center, quote-unquote Torah center and free-flowing area. And therefore, in Bavel, you may not need to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Yet, in Eretz Yisrael, you might need to say it. And then, at the end there, the Ron quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says today that we have a din like B'nai Mechuza. The Gemara later on is going to talk about B'nai Mechuza that used to travel. They used to move all the time. They were people who traveled. Their merchants moved around all the time. And since they moved all the time, even within the city, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that's our position today. Since people move around a lot, since people are not stationary, I mean in terms of living in one place forever, right? Therefore, everybody needs to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam today. All right, so now the other issue about Yehuda v'Galil is an interesting issue that in Cheskas Abatim, in the Baba Batra, when it talks about the macha, when somebody objects to somebody making a chazak on their property, the Gemara over there says that if you're in Yehuda and Galil, you're considered different areas, and you can't assume that the macha or an objection from Galil will reach Yehuda. So if that's the case, how come over here Rava says that we can assume that there are people flowing back and forth between Yehuda and Galil, and therefore we'll be able to validate the get. So the Tosfos answers up here. It's an interesting answer over here that Tosfos says, well, it depends. When you're machzik in a property, when you take a property and you're trying to create a chazaka over that property, right, you're trying to live on the property and not have anybody object to it, you're not looking for that objection. You're not looking to find someone who's sending that information over. So the fact that people make it back and forth maybe not is not necessarily the case. Whereas here, in our case, when we're trying to validate the get, we're looking for those people that are coming from outside of Yehuda in order to validate the get. So we're looking for that flow of traffic. All right, now just continuing the Gemara. Gemara is Tanan. In our Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Omer, Afilu Megmonia LeMegmonia, that even within different lords, within a single city, right, that you have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So this is a case where they object to each other's that people can't freely flow. There's no free access between the two areas. There was a city like this in Eretz Yisrael. Asisiot Shema. Vayuba Bezak Moniot. There were two rulers over it. Sheim Makpidim Zelzeh. They did. They were makpidim on each other, and therefore you could not freely flow between them. Lefikach Hutzruku Lamar Megmonia the Megmonia. They have to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam even when you move from one half of the city to the other half of the city. Whoa, now we have a big problem. Now where are we? We're inside of Eretz Yisrael. If we're inside of Eretz Yisrael, lishma is not a problem. If lishma is not a problem, why should you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam? So that's a problem for Rava. According to Rava, where it's all about free-flowing edim, that's a good. That makes sense. So the Rava necha, the Rava kasha. So now the Gemara has a major mapecha here. Gemara makes a very important statement that Rabba is slayed the Rava. That Rabba, who says the whole issue of b'fanei nechtav is lishma, does also believes that free flowing edus is also an issue. He holds up both issues. He says you need b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav to handle if there's no free flowing traffic, and also to handle when there's no lishma. So you need it for both. Whereas Rava believes you only need it for the free-flowing Eidim. So now the Gemara says, if Rava holds like Rava, Elamai Binayu, what's the nafkamina between them? Before we gave three nafkaminos between them. So actually now, only two of those nafkaminos are going to stand, the third one is not going to stand. And what is that? Iga Binayu de Ajuabetre, if two Eidim come and bring it. So again, for Rava, that's sufficient, because all he worries about is the validation of the get, and two Eidim could be the ones that validate the get. We don't need B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam. For Rava, that won't be sufficient, because he still needs Lishma. Inami b'otam medina b'medina siyam. And this is what we said above, that what? In a same country, in a foreign country outside of Eretz Yisrael. So there you still have the problem of lishma, but you don't have the problem of free-flowing access. The one that we left out, which was the third nafkamina that the Gemara mentioned above, that's what? Within Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael. From one Medina to another Medina within Eretz Yisrael. So before we said what? We said that the for Rabbah, that would not be a problem because everybody says Lishma. Everything in Eretz Yisrael is Lishma. You don't need to find an Echtav, find an Echtav. According to Rabbah, it was a problem because you're moving from Yehuda to Galil. That's a problematic area. Now that Gemara is saying that even Rabbah is going to hold of that problem. So since even Rabbah holds of that problem, therefore that can no longer be an Afkamina between them because even Rabbah would agree in Medina, Medina, the Eretz Yisrael, you're going to require, what? You're going to require Bifanei Nechtav, Ufanei Nechtam. So now the Gemara says, if you see in Rashi, he's going to point out, Mihashta, listen to this Rashi, Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Lo Ifleguba, they no longer argue about this. Di Kapte, if there's a Kpeda, if they cannot, no free throwing traffic, Modeba Rabbah, Daisle de Rabbah, because he owes like Rabbah. Vilo Kapte, Modeba Rabbah, Dashchiche de Kaimo. If there's free flowing traffic, then even Rabbah agrees, Mishum de Kfiusa, the Bate Dinim, because of the Kfias of the Bate Dinim. So therefore, if that's the case, what's the difference between them? The only difference is the two differences between them are either going to be when Achua Beitrei, or when they move, Bedina Medina, Bim Edinas Hayam. When you're moving around in Medina Sayam, with internally within a single Medina, Medina Sayam, over there for Rova, that won't be a problem, but you won't need Bifinayne Nechta, Bifinayne Nechta. According to Rova, you still need it because they don't have the Bekiyim in Lishma. So now the Gemara continues. Tanan, I maybe get Medina Sayam, Veni Yachol Omar Bifinayne Nechta, Bifinayne Nechta. So if there's no Edim to tell us what's going on here, then the people who sign the get will be Mekayim the get. What does it mean that he can't say? Why do you have a situation where somebody can't say, if you say it's talking about a cheresh, that he's no longer able, means a mute. Cheresh bar to you, Gito? Since when can a cheresh be the shliach? Right, you can't appoint a cheresh shot katan to be the shliach to bring the get because the lab b'nei deyan in who? Right, they're not of mental competence to be appointed shlichim. V'amar Rav Yosef, hakol ma'eskinan. What's the case here? Kagon shenot nala kashu pikeach. The shliach was fine. He could speak. He was given the get when he was a speaking person. He hands it over to the woman when he's speaking, and then right after he hands it over to her, he'll speak Lamar, Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav. Suddenly he goes mute, right before he could say, Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav. Now Gemara says, Achinef Charesh. So the Gemara says, the Rabba Necha, the Rabba Kasha. According to Rabba, this works well. According to Rabba, it doesn't work well. Why? Because if you Mekayim it with its Chotmav, right, that works well if the whole issue is Edus and the validation of the get. So that works well for Rabba. According to Rabbah, that the whole problem is Lishma, without the statement of Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam, what does it have to do with the Chotmim, the signing of the get, the Edom that signed on the get, validating them, what does that do for you? So Gemara says, Och Maiskinon, the Ocher Shalom do. After they learned, everybody learned how to do Bikim Lishma, meaning that there was a point in time where they were not Bikim Lishma, but after a time, the Rabbanan taught them how to do everything Lishma. That's according to Rabbah, that it changed, the situation changed. Tosfos early on in Beis and Beis says Lachar Shalamdu was that they at first rejected the limud of Kot of Law that it had to be Lishma. Later on, the people in Medina Sayam accepted that limud of Kot of Law Lishma, and that what it means Lachar Shalamdu after they accepted that drasha. So Gemara says Yochi Yochel Nami. If that's the case, then even if he could speak, right? Why does he have to say it anymore? Right? Because everything's Lishma. So Gemara says Gzeira Shemi Yachzor Advar Lekiu Kulo. So Gzera, maybe it'll go back to the original state where the people in Medina Sayam don't know that you need Lishma, and therefore it'll go back. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then what about our case over here? Yochi, eno yochel nami pikeach. Our case where he can't say it, it should also be problematic because maybe it'll go back to the original state. So Gemara says, pikeach v'nitcharish milsa de lo shchicha. That's not something that happens very frequently. Well, milsa de lo shchicha lo gozer bo rabbanan. When it's something that's not shchiach, the rabbanan are not gozer in such an instance. Right, that we have to worry about it. Choser le kilku lo. All right, we're going to stop here. Again, just to summarize, the Gemara tried in a number of instances, went through our Mishnah, and took each line in the Mishnah and tried to establish whether there was a machlokas tanoim that was similar to Rabba and Rava. Each time we had Rabba and Rava answer up the positions according to their respective beliefs. And then the Gemara in the end comes up and brings one that seems to be a proof to Rabba and then to Rava. Finally, the Gemara finds what seems to be definitive proof to Rava and comes around and says that Rabba now holds like Rava as well. I mean, Rabba holds like Rava and he needs Lishma and the movement of Edim. Rava only needs the movement of Edim. And then again, with the issue of Lishma, Rava says that there was a period of time after which Lishma was no longer a problem, and that's Lachash Alamdu. Point in time where everybody became Bekim and Lishma, and therefore there was no necessity for Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta, Mikar Din. Chamim stood their Tekana, kept the Tekana in place, Shema Yachzor Advar Lekikulo, in case the problem would arise again, and therefore they kept the Tekana in place. All right, we'll stop here. All right, take care, guys. Have a good day.